Colds, flu, and COVID-19 are constantly changing, which means our immunity can wane over time. CareArc reminds you that it's important to stay up to date on your yearly flu vaccine and make sure you've gotten your COVID-19 booster, especially if you're in an at-risk group. These illnesses can spread quickly in winter, so now is the time to protect yourself. Vaccines boost our immunity and protect us from dangerous viruses. Get boosted. Stay protected. Find out more at carearc.org/COVID-19.
KVOE News Time 8:43. It's Newsmaker 2 time here today. We're pleased to have with us Emporia Area Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Janine McKenna. Janine, good morning. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. Good morning.
Good morning. How's it going so far today?
It's great. The sun is shining. Another beautiful day awaits us.
Absolutely. And we also have Ignite Emporia Director Michelle Margeson here in studio with us. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning, Chuck.
How are things going for you today?
They are going great for me. I agree with Janine. The sun is shining and it's going to be a good day.
Yeah, and really good times being had basically as the Chamber Foundation, Ignite Emporia, and others have been really pushing hard to transform the Maynard Early Childhood Facility into Little Lions Daycare. And you guys get a chance, the way it sounds, to, Michelle, to take a look at how things currently stand with a big open house next week.
We do. We're hosting an open house Monday the 18th from 5 to 7. We invite the community in everyone really in to see what it looks like now, just kind of an as-is look of where we are. We're going to have architectural drawings for what will be, and we want to share that with the community.
As is, what are people going to see, Janine? When it is, because Maynard's been closed now for a couple of years.
It's been closed for about 2.5 years and really is in good condition. And when we purchased it, I had, and I think Michelle as well, had a lot of people come up and say, oh, it would be fun just to walk through it one more time or to see what it looks like. Or I went to school there and I have memories. It would be neat to see it. So we thought, why not open it up as is? So we have not done any of the painting yet. We have not done, you know, anything to prepare the rooms for some of the daycare classes that we're hoping to have opened later this year. But just really as it is. We've cleaned, I mean, as far as sweeping and
sure.
dusting and mm-hmm. and vacuuming the carpets, but it really as is. We've taken inventory, so the multi-purpose room, people are going to see a lot of stuff that's been moved into there that we're figuring out what we can use and what we can't use. So that's what they're going to see.
Gotcha. And having that, Michelle, with the architect's renderings here of mm-hmm. what's to come, that's going to be kind of a, at least from my perspective, that's going to be a really interesting juxtaposition here. Here's what we've got. Here's what's coming. And a really cool way to see into the future.
Yes, I agree. I think we've got a lot of excitement about those drawings, too. We've put a lot of work into them. The coalition has gone over them multiple times with our architect. We think we've finally come up with a really good plan for what's coming in the future. It will have all the classrooms. It will show those. But it will also show where we can do some community interactions, whether that's with the Flint Hills Tech College dental program, whether that's with Crosswinds or different counseling opportunities for them to come in and work with our kids and things like that. So we're excited to show those off, and we're excited to show people the building and talk about what it's going to look like.
Let's take us back, Janine, because obviously Maynard served kids for a long period of time.
Mm-hmm.
What was it about that specific building that you know, the Chamber Foundation, Ignite Emporia, and others said, this is where we need to maybe use this as our focal point for 24/7 daycare for kids?
We did look at numerous facilities across the entire community, and Maynard stood out. And probably because it was an elementary school and already in many facets prepared for a daycare. But it just, the other facilities that we looked at were nice, but they were going to take a lot more work, a lot more money, would not serve to the capacity that Maynard would. And so it just really stood out among all the facilities that we looked at as being the viable option. And it really is in excellent shape. The building itself has been maintained very well. And so really what we're doing is a lot of work.
Sure.
It will take mm-hmm. time, but in the same sense, I don't know if easy is the right word either, but it will be much more easier to convert over into a child care center.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. And the other thing, too, is the partnerships that have developed here over time, including the one with USC 253 Emporia, to make the sale happen?
You know, I have to give a lot of credit to USD 253, the Board of Education. If it wasn't for their support, we would not be sitting here today excited about the future of child care in the Emporia, Lyon County, even our region. They supported us, they held on to us, and allowed us to go through two granting cycles to get that building purchased. And so we really appreciate their support and their continued support in working with them and talking with them about how we move forward.
Good deal. And speaking of support, Michelle, a couple of actually several really large-scale funding streams have come in, grant funding coming in here in order to get you guys to the point where you can really take some major steps forward.
Yes, we were lucky to be part of those accelerator grants that came through the state. We have an operations grant that is for all of our operation costs in the very beginning of setup and startup and salaries in the beginning for over a little over $550,000. We were granted $1.7 million to purchase the building and for whatever construction and renovation costs occur there. We're also super excited about the $250,000 anonymous gift that we received. That is really helpful and going a long way to helping us with some of those gaps, because we all know that when we start the construction and we start the process, that everything is a little bit more expensive than what you thought it would be. Construction costs continue to, you know, they go up, and so we just, that was a great, wonderful gift that is really helpful. We received money from the Tressler Foundation to do our infant toddler playground. Just a lot of support from the community at large, whether it's been monetarily or just supporting us and, and giving us the encouragement we need to continue moving forward.
Michelle Marches and Jeannie McKenna joining us. Jeannie, you wanted to tag off on
that? I was just going to tag on that we did also. So long term, the whole reason Ignite Emporia, the chamber, is involved in child care is to take a look at the gaps that fill our community. Emporia Child Care, the in-home and other centers that throughout our community are needed, and we want to help support them and keep them strong. So our long-term is that they are also supported. In addition, we are providing that 24/7. So we're providing times for child care that are non-traditional. But what I was going to say, in the end, we want to have an endowed fund with Emporia Community Foundation, and we were able to start that with a $20,000 gift from the Sadie Jones Foundation as well. So that's another gift that we've been given that helps us, boost us, and gets us started and going.
Yeah, I want to come back to the need here just a second before we wrap things up. But, Michelle, I'm going to give you a chance to kind of give us the status report, where things currently stand with the building as far as the renovation process is concerned, the staffing side of things concerned, and what the immediate next steps are from here.
Okay, well, we do have our board in place. They have had one meeting. We are working on interviewing for our administrator position, and we hope to have someone hired and in place ideally by the 1st of April. And then we will start that process of a list for the children that want to come there and creating how that's going to look. We will have to have people come in and paint and create the space in those three empty rooms that we have now so that we can run a traditional daycare there in those three rooms throughout the summer and through renovation. This fall, we expect to start renovation on the south end of that building. And when that is completed, we'll do a big flip-flop, and our kids that are there will move down to that new renovated south end, and we will renovate that north end of the building. And then when that happens, we will be able to open and phase into that 24/7. So we are excited about that. It's a big project. Lots of little hurdles to jump and lots of things to learn, but we are making progress every day.
The need, people may not realize, because it hasn't been really a focal point until maybe the last 4 or 5 years, when it comes to just child care in general, Michelle, and Jeannie, I want to get your thoughts on this too before we close things down, but especially, as Jeannie mentioned, the non-traditional time period, you know, basically any time from 4 p.m. through the overnight hours. Emporia has, you know, always had a strong manufacturing base, which means kind of a three-shift cycle, and two of those shifts haven't been met for a long period of time.
Right. Well, and that is what we hope that we're speaking to. We want to provide a home-like environment, a place where they feel comfortable leaving their children. So not only are their children being cared for, but the parents feel secure and comfortable leaving them with us so that the children are being nurtured and cared for in a way that is positive for them. So their parents can go to work and work well and not be concerned about what's going on or what's happening with their child while they are at work.
And on the business side of things, this is becoming a critical driver here, Janine, to make sure that, you know, especially now in the last 5 years or even through and past COVID, at least from the outside looking in, has seemed to be difficult for businesses to retain employees for a variety of reasons. This would take one of those worries off the table.
Most definitely. This is a workforce development issue. When we think about it. And it was an issue nationwide before COVID, but COVID put it on the radar because when people went home and stayed with their children, many did not go back to work. And there's a lot of studies and a lot of information out there to show how it has affected our workforce. And so this is definitely an issue that our businesses see as a benefit that they can give to their employees, opportunities for them in recruitment of new employees as well. And we're excited to be a part of that. And that really showed out strong with not even all of our businesses at that time stepping up because we had to do it very quickly. But with just four or five of the businesses stepping up and saying we could probably use, you know, 20 spots or so, out of the 160 that we can be licensed for, over half of those were already spoken for by those four or five businesses.
That says a lot right there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Man. And then I have a question here. So when this is all set and Little Lions launches, will businesses be the ones to reach out and say, we reserve X amount of spots for their employees? Or will that be something that parents can call in and request spots for their kiddos? How is that going to wind up playing out?
What we envision and what we're working on is to have an agreement with businesses in town where the businesses take care of those slots. The businesses guarantee those slots and they pay Little Lions for those slots. And how they work those slots into their employment benefits would be up to each individual business.
Okay. Okay. Sounds good. Well, remind us here, Janine, the when and where. We know where, but the when here for the big open house for folks coming up.
We're really excited about this and hope people will come out and participate. It is this coming Monday, March the 18th, 5 to 7 p.m. It will be at the Maynard Elementary School, which is at 19 Constitution. And we're going to have to get used to start saying the Little Lions Child Care Center at 19 Constitution versus Maynard Elementary School. But we do really hope that people will come out, take advantage, come take a look at those architectural drawings, and really get that visual of what this is going to transform into.
Outstanding. Janine, thanks so much for your time today.
We really appreciate it. Thank you, Chuck.
Michelle, thanks for your time today. We'll see you guys on Monday.
Thank you.
Michelle Margeson, Janine McKenna joining us here on the Newsmaker 2 segment. Don't forget, we've got What's in Outdoors tomorrow, 8:20 in the morning here on KVUE and KVUE.com.
Thank you all. Our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CareArc Healthcare without the headache. CareArc, formerly Flint Hills Community Health Center. KVOE live and local. Good morning. It's 8:56.
Kansas City Royals fans, know when and where your favorite team is playing during the 2024 season.